In the West, fire crews got a hand from the weather this weekend as cooler temperatures and some rain helped them contain 8 wildfires. There are many more, 45 in all, burning in 6 western states. Officials are now allowing visitors to use the east entrance of Yellowstone National Park. It was closed for 10 days as 2 fires raced through the area. Aaron Alpern of Wyoming Public Radio is following the situation throughout the West, and he joins us from Cody, Wyoming. Aaron, give us the latest on the firefighting efforts in and around Yellowstone.
Well, up until today, there was some mild weather, and that's allowed crews to remove some hazardous trees that could have fallen into the road that leads to the east entrance. Officials now think that travel is safe enough for a limited amount of time in the morning and at night, but they say the road could close again if conditions change. Meanwhile, they are expecting some more intense fire activity, as today's weather was calling for 30-mile-an-hour winds and low humidity.
A lot of people might recall the huge fires in Yellowstone in the late 1980s. Describe these. How big are these by comparison?
Well, the trees and vegetation in this area are as dry as they've been since those big 88 fires, but these fires really don't compare in size. We're talking about 20,000 acres with these fires compared to almost 800,000 acres back in 88. But the 88 fires are playing a big role in these because when the larger of the two fires made its big run to the northeast, it hit an area that burned 15 years ago and basically just stopped. There wasn't enough fuel to carry the fire any further. And one of the fire officials told me that without this 88 burn area that the fire hit, these two fires would be 2 or 3 times as large as they are.
What are you seeing in other parts of the West?
Well, there are more than 40 fires that are burning in the West. 30 of those are in the Northern Rockies region alone, and fire crews are stretched thin right now, and every fire is having to share resources. For example, on these Yellowstone fires, there are about 700 firefighters that are on the ground. Normally, for a fire this size, there are between 1,200 and 1,800. Now, what's being done is they are bringing in firefighters, calling them up from the northeastern and southeastern parts of the U.S., and also there's a 500-person Army battalion that's coming in from Fort Hood. They're going to be fighting one of the 24 fires that's burning in Montana.
What are these firefighters who've been coming in telling you about what they're doing, and how's it compared to other times?
Well, it's not as severe as the 2000 or 2002 season when you look at it overall on a national picture, but much of that is, from what I'm told, because there weren't as many fires in the South. And when you look at just the Northern Rockies, where we are right now, it is just as bad in terms of acreage, number of fires, as 2000 or 2002 last year.
Thanks very much, Aaron Alpern of Wyoming Public Radio. Thanks again.
My pleasure, Jackie.